Good afternoon, boobody, boobies. Let me start that again. Good afternoon, boobies. It's day 24, I think, of Napod Pomo. And just a couple of responses to people, really, because I'm actually about to go and do a bit of teaching. I'm hosting the Academy evening, the Wildshot Academy evening in Anglesey this evening, so I've got a lot of driving ahead of me. But before I go, I thought I'd do a quick boo, just to respond to a couple of things. Puari, yet another physics degree. I don't know whether or not you got a good one. I got a rubbish one. Mine's not pure physics either. Mine's physics with computer science or computer studies or something. And let's just say I wasn't great at the physics. So even though I was claiming some sort of accolade as a physicist, it must be said I got a third. I didn't do great, and the courses that I did worst in were the physics courses. Not that I don't love physics. I do love physics. I'm very interested in science. But the minute it became more further maths than physics was the moment I stopped being so keen. Anyway, you said you wonder what the collective term for a group of physicists is, and I decided that the collective term ought to be a perfect sphere. I think a perfect sphere of physicists works beautifully. I once heard a great physics joke. There was a bloke who was a betting man who wanted to do well on the horses, and he asked his three friends, the accountant, the statistician and the physicist, if he could help him figure out which horse was going to win. And the statistician said, "Oh, yeah, absolutely, no problem. Yeah. All we need to do is understand all the variables and then understand the variances and all the variables. And, oh, actually, no, there's too many variables. It's a bit too complicated. No, I don't think I can help you." And the accountant said, absolutely, yeah, I can help you with that. No problem at all. We just need to, look at all the previous year's statistics and calculate what the future performance is likely to be. There's too many variables there. I don't think I can understand that in enough detail to help you out." The physicist said, "No problem. We can definitely help you with this. This is easy. Just as long as we approximate a horse to a perfect sphere and have it travel down a frictionless tube with no oxygen." So anyway, that's my physics joke. And but I did also just want to agree with you about the bad science thing. I'm a big fan of Ben Goldacre as well, and I'm partway through his book. I haven't finished his book yet, the Bad Science book, but that's a great book, that anyone's interested in science at all should definitely read, because it busts a whole bunch of myths and gives you a really good grounding in how to read this stuff. And one final thing to respond to Simon. First of all, am I really that formidable an argumenter? I mean, I appreciate I rant a little bit, but I'm more than happy to admit I'm wrong if I'm proven wrong. I welcome feedback, and as you probably realise if you've listened to any of these, I do relish the conversation, maybe argument, perhaps. So, if you disagree with anybody, Northern Bloke, Puari, Simon, anybody, if you think I'm talking rubbish, say so. Don't just dance around it and be polite. Tell me, John, you're talking crap. I can live with that. It's perfectly okay. So I hope I haven't shut up or frightened off the Northern Bloke. If you disagree with me, mate, please do call me a tosser. I can live with that. It's all right. I don't mind. Anyway, so also finally, Simon, you were asking for a review of Documents to Go. I have had a play with it, not in depth, and the reason why I've not used it in depth is that I'm not sure it's that useful in depth. It's certainly very effective if you've got some spreadsheets and some documents and stuff on your Dropbox and you want to be able to access them on the road. The bit that it's less good for is if you want to update them. It can edit basic spreadsheets, no problem, but there are a number of functions that it doesn't support. Particularly things like pivot tables, it won't support those. Obviously, it won't support macros. I wouldn't expect it to support macros. That's asking too much. I would like it to support pivot tables, and I would like it to support the full range of Excel functions, which it doesn't seem to. The word support is fine. By the way, if it doesn't support something, it just makes it read-only. You can still read the document, you just can't update it. And the updating stuff on Word and Excel is rudimentary, to be honest. I found that it really showed its roots as a Palm application, and I think it needs more to be a good iPad application. Catch you later, boobies. Bye-bye.